These last several weeks, I've been speaking on the church.
过去这几周我们的讲道题目都是与教会有关。
Specifically about how we as a congregation are called to serve the Lord together.
特别是我们教会作为一个整体，我们的呼召是怎样来一起同工服事。
And we've learned that it's the leadership of the church, the pastors and teachers, evangelists.
我们知道的领袖团队有牧师，有长者，有教导师，有长老。
Who equipped the congregation to do the works of the ministry?
他们装备圣徒成全圣工。
And so truly, in our church and in all churches, every member, everyone who is part of a congregation.
那在我们的教会，其实在每一个教会都一样，每一个会员都是一个传道人。
Is called to be a minister.
神呼召我们做传道人。
And then last week we talked about deacons.
上周我们谈到了执事。
And how deacons serve and help to relieve the burden of the pastors.
谈到执事的服事以及他们怎么样分担牧师的职责。
So that the pastors and teachers can focus on the word of God in prayer.
这样做牧师的和做教师的就能专心做话语的服事。
But that the deacons, in fact, lead various ministries.
事实上，执事在不同的职位上服事。
And organize.
他们要管理教会。
So that the needs of the church may be met.
让教会的需要能够得到满足。
And that the lost can be reached.
这个世上的人能够得到拯救。
And that's not simply a deacon job, but it's a job that we all gather together in and ministering together.
但这个不仅仅是执事应当做的事，每一位会员都有责任参与。
Now we've already talked, as I said, about pastors and teachers.
我们已经谈过了牧师和教师。
And those titles would fall under the broad category of elders.
那牧师和教师他们都属于长老。
And so today we'll talk about elders serving.
所以我们今天就来谈到长老的服事。
We currently do not have lay elders in our church.
我们教会目前还没有设立长老。
We do have pastor elders because those of us, Kunming and myself, who serve are considered elders.
我们没有平信徒做长老，但是我们确实有牧师做长老。Pastor Tom 和昆明牧师他们就是教会的长老。
And we've been in the process of praying and seeking the Lord as to the direction of our church in terms of whether to call elders.
我们现在正在祷告，寻求看神怎样带领我们教会来设立长老。
And so today's study is certainly not an exhaustive treatment on the subject.
我们今天关于长老的讲道不可能把所有的内容都讲完。
But hopefully it can give us a better understanding of how we can work together as a congregation to make a difference in our community.
不过我希望我们今天的讲道能够让大家至少能够明白我们怎么样能够一起同工，让我们的这个社区变得更好。
Now, throughout my life, I've been involved in many various types of churches.
我曾经在不同的教会做过不同岗位上的服事。
I grew up in the Catholic Church.
我是在一个天主教会长大的。
And my first church I was part of was called St. Peter and Paul.
我的第一个教会叫做圣徒彼得和保罗教会。
In Wisconsin, where I grew up.
在威斯康星州，那是我成长的地方。
And then in college, I experienced or began to really take more seriously my faith.
那我到大学的时候，对自己的信仰就更加认真。
And I decided to follow Jesus as my Lord.
我决定接受耶稣基督做我的主，跟随他。
And at that point, I became involved in a church called Geneva Reformed Church.
那个时候我参加的教会叫做日内瓦改革宗教会。
And so Reformed churches and Presbyterian churches are similar, and so I got a little bit of a background in this type of Protestant church.
改革宗教会和长老派教会多少有一些相似，所以我的背景是与那个宗派有关。
Upon graduating from college, I moved back to my hometown of Milwaukee.
大学毕业以后，我搬回到我的家乡密尔沃基。
And I got involved in what's called an alliance church.
我就来到一个参加一个宣道会。
And it was there where I began to seek God's calling in my life.
在那个时候，我开始寻求神对我的呼召。
And the Lord led me to train in their seminary in Nyack, New York.
神带领我到纽约的一个神学院接受训练。
And where I continued to be equipped to serve the Lord as a pastor, as a minister.
在那个地方，我接受了装，继续接受装备，让我能够用牧师的身份来服侍教会。
Now the last symbol is that of a Baptist church.
最后一个图片是代表一个浸信会。
Southern Baptist symbol of God's word.
是啊，美南浸信教会。
A focus on Jesus and of reaching the world.
他们的重点是跟随耶稣把福音传到全世界。
I've never actually been a member of a Baptist church.
我从来不是浸信会的正式会员。
But my connection is through my wife Grace, who grew up as a Baptist.
但是我与他们的连结是因为我妻子的缘故，她是在浸信会长大的。
And while we were dating, I was living in New York City, and she was living in and around Washington D.C.
我们约会的时候，我住在纽约地区，而她住在华盛顿特区附近。
And so for the couple of years that I would visit her on at least a monthly basis, I was attending her Baptist church.
所以啊，在那个期间，我就常常去看她。那去看她的时候，就会去她所在的浸信教会。
Now I mention these churches because each of these churches is organized in different ways.
我跟大家提到这些不同的教会，因为每个教会他们的组织结构是不一样的。
Catholic churches are basically led by their clergy, by their priests.
天主教会他们的领袖主要是他们的神父。
Reformed Presbyterian churches are led by elders.
改革宗的长老会的领袖是他们的领袖是长老。
And supported by deacons.
执事来支持他们。
The Christian Missionary Alliance is, well, I would go back. Baptist churches are pure congregational churches.
而浸信会呢，他们全部是由会众来集体领导。
Which are led by the congregation.
教会的领袖就是全体会众。
And which they have monthly congregational meetings where they decide on every decision of the church.
会员每个月都会开会一次来决定教会的事务。
And then the Alliance Church is actually kind of organized how our church here is organized.
而宣道会的组织机构跟我们教会比较相似。
There's a deacon. There's an executive board made up of pastors and deacons.
有一个执行的会员，就是由牧师和执事组成的会员。
And a provision for elders.
还会有长老。
And so today, so we acknowledge there's different ways of organizing, and there's healthy, vibrant churches in all of these different traditions.
我们应当认识到教会有不同的机构组织，那这些他们的机构组织也都给教会带来健康的管理模式。
And in every church there would be considered elders, but they're organized along some different lines.
有些领袖他们在每个教会都会被其实是担当了长老的职分，只是他们的只是他们的名称不一样。
And today we'll look a little bit about whatthe early elders look like in the church.
我们今天要看的是在看教会初期长老是怎样的。
And we'll also try to tie everything together.
我们也试着会把所有的放在一起。
Realizing that our calling as a congregation is to serve together with pastors and elders and deacons.
让我们能够知道我们的呼召就是和牧师、长老和执事会一起来同工服事。
According to our spiritual gifts and talents.
按照我们所得的恩赐和能力
resulting in spiritual maturity and a unity in our faith.
让我们教会能够在灵命上成熟，在信仰上合一。
And so let's begin our exploration by turning our attention to Acts chapter 14.
我们现在来看《使徒行传》十四章。
And so let's read together in English, and then we'll read together in Chinese.
我们一起来读，先用英文读，然后用中文读。
They preached the gospel in that city and won a large number of disciples. They then returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain true to the faith. We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God, they said. Paul and Barnabas appointed elders for them in each church and with prayer and fasting committed them to the Lord in whom they had put their trust.
好，我们一起来中文读。对那城里的人传了福音， 使好些人做门徒，就回路斯德、以哥念、安提阿去，坚固门徒的心，劝他们恒守所信的道。又说，我们进入神的国，必须经历许多艰难。二人在各教会中选立了长老，又进食祷告，就把他们交托所信的主。
And so the first thing that we see in this passage is Paul's concern, and he certainly had some concerns.
所以我们在这段经文里边看到了第一件事，就是保罗的担忧，他心里确实有一些担忧。
This takes place during Paul and Barnabas' first missionary journey.
这个事情发生在保罗和以弗巴弗巴拿巴第一次宣教的时候。
Paul's hometown was Tarsus.
保罗的家乡是大树。
And then he began the journey by ministering in the towns of Iconium, Lystra, and Antioch.
他开始第一次宣教的时候，他去了以哥念、路斯德和安提阿这些地方。
And this would be in what we would call modern-day Turkey.
这些地方在今天的土耳其境内。
It was part of the Roman Empire.
当时是罗马帝国的一部分。
In each city, there would have been a group of Jewish synagogues.
在当时每个城里边都有犹太人的会堂
of whom the Apostle Paul often sought to reach his fellow Jews
保罗常常去那些地方对他的犹太人传福音
but Paul also sought to expand the ministry by seeking to reach out to the Greco-Roman world
但是保罗也寻求能够给更多的人传福音给当时罗马境内的其他人传福音
And reaching the Gentiles and the citizens of Rome.
啊，包括外邦人以及包括罗马的公民。
And it says here that Paul had a desire that the people that became disciples through his preaching.
保罗当时的心愿是通过他们的传讲传福音，这些能够成为门徒。
Would remain true to their faith.
他们的信仰能够坚固。
And so whether he was seeking to reach those who were of a Jewish background,
不管他希望接触的是有犹太背景的人
or of a Roman background,
还是罗马帝国背景的人
in either case, it was a good chance they would experience difficulties, trials, and persecution.
不管是哪种人，当时他们都有可能经历到艰难和迫害。
For if a Jewish person left their faith to follow Jesus,they would be probably not only kicked out of the synagogue, but also disowned by their family.
如果一个犹太人他们要转信耶稣基督，他们所面临的迫害是不仅可能会被犹太人的会堂赶出来，也可能会被他们的家庭断绝关系。
And for a Roman person to give up their following of the Roman gods, would have been an anathema, to those people.
如果一个罗马人他们放弃他们原来的信仰也是被他们原来的国家所唾弃
The thinking would be why would you stop following God in order to follow this Jesus who is not a God
人们可能会说你为什么不再跟从罗马的那些神而转去跟从耶稣呢耶稣并不是神
And so in the Roman mind someone becoming a Christian would become an atheist
所以在罗马人看来，如果一个人他去信耶稣，这个人就成了无神论者。
And so, in the midst of all of these pressures, the Apostle Paul knew that the church was in a precarious situation.
所以，因为面临的所有这些压力，保罗意识到教会当时在处在一个危险的境地当中。
And though the people started enthusiastically, he was afraid that they may fall away or not stand firm.
所以这些人虽然在起初的时候可能很有热心，保罗的担心是他们随着时间过去，他们就会偏离真道。
I would say that we have similar concerns even in our church in this day and age.
我想在今天这个时代，就在我们的教会里边，我们会有同样的担心。
I think for our youth leader Dan and myself,it's always a big concern when students leave for college.
我想不管是青少年团体的带领人 Dan 弟兄还是我，我们都有一个很大的担忧，就是当我们的青少年去大学以后，他们会不再去教会。
Because once they move away and are now on their own, we just don't know what will happen. How strong was their faith really?
因为一旦他们搬走，他们独立了，我们就没有办法知道他们会做什么，他们的信心到底有多么坚固。
And so that's why it's so essential that we work together with the parents in order to help assure that our young people have a firm foundation in the Lord.
因此很关键的一点就是我们要和家长配合，能够尽量的让我们的小孩在信仰上能够坚固扎根。
But I think there's also a similar concern in the Chinese congregation.
但是我想在中国人华人的教会当中也有同样的担忧。
We have many who come through as students at USC.
我们有许多是南卡大学的学生。
Or maybe visiting scholars.
或者是访问学者。
And they embrace Jesus as their Lord.
他们接受了耶稣做他们的主。
Begin to grow in their faith.
信心上开始成长。
Maybe get baptized.
可能会受洗。
And then they go back to China.
然后他们回到中国。
And then again, there's a concern: will they continue in their faith when they're back in China?
所以这个担忧就是，当他们回到中国以后，他们还会在信心的道路上继续前行吗？
And I think China is actually going back to China is actually more challenging.
我个人觉得回到中国面临的挑战更大。
Because with our students, we can usually network with churches and campus ministries and try to connect them to believers on campus.
因为当他们还是学生的时候，我们可以通过校园的团契，让他们和这些教会的事情联系起来。
But in China, I just can't give them a website saying, check out the churches on the internet.
但是如果他们回到中国，我就不可能跟他们说你们去看看这个网站吧。
We have to seek to try to network with other believers, and sometimes we don't know any believers in particular cities.
我们需要为他们找到一个同是基督徒的网络，但是有时候我们找不到这样的网络。
And so we have concerns, but nonetheless we move forward and try to equip and help our congregation to grow.
我们有担忧，但是我们仍然继续的来装备我们的信徒。
And that's what the Apostle Paul did actually. He led many to Christ.
这就是保罗所做的，他带领许多人信主。
In these three cities.
在这三个城市里面。
And then he actually left them and then returned to them during his first journey.
当他第一次宣教的时候呢，他离开这些城市，但是后来他又返回这些地方。
And subsequent trips.
在后来的宣教旅程当中。
In order to strengthen them.
为了坚固这些教会。
And encourage them to remain true to their faith.
鼓励他们在真道当中。
And part of his preaching was that they would endure many hardships.
保罗说他们将会经历许多艰难。
And these are not strange things, they're to be expected.
这个不是他们所期待的事情。
But if one perseveres as a disciple,
但是如果他们能够坚守做耶稣的门徒，
standing firm,
他们能够坚固，
they can be assured of entering the kingdom of God.
他们就有信心能够进入神的国度。
But I think that the Apostle Paul realized that he was limited in the encouragement that he could give.
但是我想保罗意识到他所能给的鼓励也是有限的。
He could visit occasionally.
他可以偶尔去看望他们。
But he was quite limited in that transportation 2,000 years ago is not what it is today.
但是他很受限制，2000年前的交通不像今天这样。
They didn't have planes, trains, and automobiles.
没有火车、飞机、汽车都没有。
But they had their feet, and they would walk the Roman roads, getting from one place to another.
他们就是靠脚行走，在罗马境内从一个城走到另一个城。
And that took time.
那个需要花很多时间。
And so the Apostle Paul, under guidance of the Holy Spirit, he and Barnabas began to appoint elders.
因此，在圣灵的带领之下，保罗就带领这些教会开始设立长老。
And we see here Paul and Barnabas appointed elders for them in each church.
我们看到保罗和巴拿巴就在各城指派长老。
And so the idea was to appoint these leaders.
他们当时的想法就是要选出领袖。
Who could continue to shepherd the church?
能够继续牧养这些教会。
Strengthening them to stand firm in their walk with the Lord.
坚固他们，让他们在真道上能够站立得稳，跟随耶稣。
Now, actually, what we see here, what theologians would call a concept of plurality of elders.
我们在这里看到的是一个神学概念，就是长老是有多个的。
Because when Paul and Barnabas appointed elders, they didn't appoint an elder, they appointed elders in the plural.
经文上说，保罗和巴拿巴设立长老的时候，不是设立一个长老，而是一个复数。
And when you look throughout the account given by Luke in the Acts of the Apostles,
如果你们看到路加福音在使徒行传中所记载的
，and in the various letters that Paul wrote to the churches and James and others wrote to the churches,
以及在保罗、雅各等其他使徒所写的书信当中
，the reference is always to elders, always to the plural.
当他们提到长老的时候，都是用复数形式。
And so.The Apostle Paul would go in and Barnabas, and they would begin to pray, and then they would appoint this group.
因此，保罗和巴拿巴进到那些城市，他们就祷告设立长老。
Now, in 1 Timothy 15, we learn a little bit about the dynamic then of this group of elders.
我们在提摩太前书看到一点点关于这个长老的职分。
And it says the elders who direct the affairs of the church well are worthy of double honor.
他说那善于管理教会的长老当以为配受加倍的敬奉
especially to those whose work is preaching and teaching
那些劳苦传道教导的人更当如此
for scripture says do not muzzle the ox while it is threshing out the grain and the worker deserves his wages
因为经上说牛在场上踹骨的时候不可拢住他的嘴又说工人得工价是应当的
and so we see that among the group of elders
因此我们看到在长老当中
There are those whose primary work is preaching and teaching
他们的主要的服事是教导
And they are worthy of double honor
他们当受加倍的敬奉
And the double honor is defined in verse 18 as those who will receive their support by the church
是指当时他们接受教会的支持的人
And so as an ox would be in a field
就好像牛在田地的时候
The worker likewise need not be burdened by work but rather focus on the task of preaching and teaching
所以他们这些人在服事的时候呢不应当忧虑其他的事而应当是专心来教导传道
And so again in the early church you would have had this group of elders
因此在早期教会我们看到有一群的长老
And they likely had different tasks
很有可能他们的服事的职分是不一样的
And they would minister according to their gifts and abilities
他们是按照个人的恩赐和能力在服事
And though all would be able to teach and preach
但是他们所有人都应当能够教导
There were some that was their focus
对有些人来说，教导就是他们服事的重点。
And as much as possible, the church would support them in order those particular teaching elders in order to help them to focus on the word.
作为教会，他们应当尽其所能的来支持这些教导的长老，使他们能够专心讲道。
And being a new movement,
做后来一个新的运动。
Most churches didn't have a lot of resources, and so it would have been.Impossible for them to support all of their elders.
当时的教会，他们还没有很多的经济资源，所以他们不可能支持所有的这些长老。
And so most actually would be what we would consider lay elders.
所以大部分的长老大概是我们所说的平信徒长老。
Who would work together with the teaching elders?
他们会和教导的长老一起同工。
To shepherd and guide the church.
他们来牧养教会，带领教会。
And so even to this day, churches that have elders tend to divide into these different categories.
即使在今天的教会长老也会有不同的类型。
A teaching elder who would be like a pastor, like myself.
负责教导的长老就和牧师相似。
And ruling elders or lay elders who would lead other various aspects of church ministry.
而治理的长老很可能是一个平信徒的长老，他负责教会的管理方面。
Now last week I gave a series of illustrations about Team USA basketball.
上一周讲到的时候，我好几次提到美国的男子篮球队的事情。
And I was lamenting that in 2004 they had suffered a bitter defeat to the Argentinians in the gold in the Olympics and Argentina won the gold medal.
我提到在2004年奥运会的时候，他们惨败给阿根廷队，后来阿根廷队获得了那一届奥运会的冠军。
And so one of the manners that they turned it around was by hiring a coach.
啊，这个球队发生转机是因为他们后来雇佣了一位新的教练。
Who's the gentleman in red, Coach K?
这是这个图片当中穿红衣服的那位，称作教练 K.
Who's also the coach for Duke University?
他也是杜克大学的篮球教练。
And through his leadership, the U.S. turned things around and have won the last three gold medals.
在他的带领之下，美国男子篮球队发生了转变，他们赢得了后面三届奥运会的金牌。
But though Coach K is the face of the leadership, he's not the only leadership.
啊，教练 K 是站在前面的领袖，但是他不是唯一的领袖。
The gentleman next to him, his name is Jerry.
在他旁边那一位叫做 Jerry.
And he is the president of USA Basketball.
他是美国篮球协会的主席。
And he works with Coach K in recruiting and putting a team together.
他和 K 教练一起工作，就是招募球员，把这些球员融合为一个整体。
And the gentleman on the end is Coach Jim from Syracuse University.
另外一位是教练 Jim， 他是 Syracuse 大学的教练。
And he's the lead assistant coach.
他是主要的助理教练。
And so they work together as a team in order to help lead and guide the players to work well together and to hopefully win.
所以他们一起来合作，希望能够把团队融为一个整体，获得胜利。
And so Coach K would be involved in helping develop strategy and motivating the team.
K 教练的职责主要是制定战术策略，能够激励篮球运动员的信心。
Coach Jim would be there to help equip the team.
Jim 的主要职责是装备这个球队。
And to help them to play out their strategy.
是让这些球员能够执行教练所制定的策略。
And Jerry oversaw the whole operation and put the team together.
Jerry 的职责是监管整个球队，使所有的事情都运转正常。
So in Team USA Basketball, it was a plurality of coaches.That sought and worked together in order to bring home the gold.
因此，在美国男子篮球队里面，他们的领袖是一个团队，他们一起同工，希望能够把金牌带回来。
I think the strategy of the Lord throughout the history of the church.
我想在教会的历史当中，我们看到神的策略
has been for churches to have a plurality of elders of leadership that can lead and guide the church and to ensure its health and growth.
神的方法也是让我们的领袖团队有多位大家一起来带领教会，让教会成长。
And the other thing that we see here is that Paul and Barnabas appointed elders for them in each church.
我们在这里看到的是保罗和巴拿巴在各城都指派长老。
And he's specifically referring to these churches in this region that they're preaching.
他特别点出了他们曾经传道的那些城市的名字。
But as we continue to read throughout Acts,
但是我们在《使徒行传》继续往下读的时候
，and also Paul's various letters to the churches,
啊，以及保罗写给教会的那些书信
，we found that this would become the normative practice throughout.The churches in the Roman Empire.
我们就会发现这个模式在后来罗马境内的这些教会里边成为一个普遍的方式。
That wherever the church would be established,
不管哪里建立了教会
and a group of leaders would meet,
啊，他们的领袖团队就会在一起
or a congregation would meet,
或者是会众会聚在一起
they would eventually appoint elders in order to.Shepherd the group.
他们最后都会指派长老来牧养教会。
And so, one of the things that we see then is this division of labor.
所以我们刚才所看到的是不同的分工。
Elders are involved primarily in the teaching and meeting the spiritual needs of the congregation.
长老的主要职分是教导，满足教会的属灵方面的需要。
And as we saw last week, deacons are to be involved in serving and meeting the physical needs of the congregation.
而执事的主要服事是教会的各样事务，满足会员在生活上的各样的需要。
And one thing that we see is that elders are appointed in every church.
我们另外一个看到就是每一个教会都会设立长老。
But we don't necessarily see deacons being appointed in every church.
但是不是每一个教会都会设立执事。
And so the leadership primarily is through that of elders.
因此教会的领袖主要是借着长老来实现的。
But then as the churches have various needs that need to be met,
但是如果教会出现不同的需要，
deacons will be appointed and then work together with the elders.
也会设立执事，他们与长老一起同工。
And everyone then is working together to assure a healthy church.
所以每个人一起，大家一起来合作，来确保这个教会是健康的。
And so we don't have time to go into all of the different roles of the elders, but elders' primary function is to lead.
我们今天没有时间来详细讲解长老的所有的服事职分，但他们的主要的服事是教导。
And that's what they were called to do here in these churches in the Roman Empire.
所以他们在罗马帝国的教会里面也是做这样的服事。
To shepherd the flock of God that God has given them.
他们被呼召来牧养神的羊群。
And to devote themselves to a ministry of teaching.
他们让自己来做教导的服事。
And also to prayer.
也还要祷告。
And so last week we saw that the apostles desired to focus on ministry of prayer and ministry of the word.
因此我们在上周看到使徒们他们心里所渴望的就是教导神的话语以及祷告。
Well, what is the process then of the appointment?
那指派长老的过程是怎样的呢？
Well, it says that Paul and Barnabas spent time in prayer and fasting.
我们看到经文说保罗和巴拿巴他们花时间进食祷告。
This first missionary journey took place in about 47-48 AD.
第一次宣教的时间大约是公元47-48年。
And so the church was still fairly young, maybe about 15 or so years after Christ's resurrection.
那时的教会还很年轻，大约是主耶稣复活之后15年左右。
And so they wanted to be assured that they were picking men for the job that were godly men and who could shepherd and teach.
所以他们说希望所拣选的是合适的人选，能够来牧养神的教会。
And I think they took Jesus as their model.
我想耶稣是他们的榜样。
Before Jesus appointed his 12 disciples,
耶稣在拣选十二位门徒之前，
he spent a whole night in prayer.
他整夜都在祷告。
And then he came down from the mountainside.
他从山上下来。
And he then appointed and commissioned his disciples.
就差派了十二位门徒。
And so I'm sure Paul and Barnabas had this in mind when they were likewise in the process of appointing elders.
我相信到保罗和巴拿巴来指派长老的时候，他们一定会记得耶稣当时所做的。
And we see that they also then committed them to the Lord.
另外我们看到他们把这些长老交托给主。
And so as last week, the church had appointed deacons.
在上周我们谈到教会设立了执事。
And then laid hands on them, commissioning them for service.
我们按手在他们身上祷告，差遣他们服事。
Likewise, we see a similar dynamic happening here.
那我们在经文也看到同样的方式。
Which continues even to this day.
到今天大家都这样做。
When one is to be commissioned to serve as a pastor,
当我们要差派一个人去服事的时候，比方说作为一个牧师
，or a deacon，
或是执事
，one would or a missionary，
或是做宣教士
，one would the leadership of the church would lay hands，
教会的领袖会按手在他们身上
，pray，
祷告
，and commit them to the Lord and His service。
把他们交托给主去从做他们的服事。
So, we've learned a lot about elders. How can we apply that to our church and life today?
所以关于长老的这些教导，我们怎么样能应用在我们的教会当中？
Well, I think one of the things that we can continue to do is to be involved in prayer and fasting.
所以我想我们能做的事情之一就是继续的进食，为这件事情祷告。
As we as a church and as leadership have been exploring this idea of elders, we've hoped and sought out to have to get opinions of others.
我们的领袖团队在筹备长老这件事情的时候，我们也寻求会众的意见。
But we realize that the most important thing is to pray and fast.
但是我们意识到最重要的事情是禁食祷告。
Every week I send out prayer requests.
每周我都给大家发带祷告事项。
And one of the prayer requests is to pray for the process of appointing elders in our church.
祷告事项之一就是我们来继续寻求设立长老。
And I've been asked the question, should we continue to pray for that?
但是有人问我一个问题说我们还要继续为这件事情祷告吗？
And I think that we should because of the fact that we see that this is a biblical model.
我想我们应当继续祷告因为设立长老是圣经所教导的。
But also that we want to be unified in our as a church body moving forward in this direction.
同时我也希望我们教会做一个整体大家能够在灵里合一继续朝着设立长老的方向往前走。
But I think we can also, part of our prayer request can be that of having a courage to obey.
我想我们可以祷告的另外一方面是愿我们有勇气来顺服。
As I mentioned earlier, in our church bylaws,
我曾经提到我们教会的宪章。
We do have, as part of the bylaws, the provision for appointing pastors.
我们的宪章之一就提到要设立长老。
And Pastor Kunming and I are one of many pastors throughout the years who have served throughout our church.
过去教会有许多的牧师来服侍，我和昆明是其中的两位。
And we also have provision for deacons.
我们也有执事会。
And I think we've had deacons in our church probably since the very beginning, when the church in the first years when the church was organized.
我想我们教会的执事从教会建立一开始就已经有了。
And the pastors and the deacons together make up the executive board, which meets monthly and leads and guides the church.
那教会的牧师和执事会，他们每周都会开会来决定来管理教会的大小事务。
But the bylaws that we've had for over 30 years also gives provision for elders.
但是我们教会的宪章已经有30年了，这个宪章提到我们应当设立长老。
And so this is something that at various points along the history of the church we have explored.
在教会的不同时期，我们都曾经尝试过要设立长老。
And we're continuing to do that today.
我们今天还会要继续。
But from what I sense,
但是从我所感受到的事情看
，is that there's not a lot of opposition to the notion of elders because we see that it's biblical.
我们教会关于设立长老的事情并没有很多反对，因为大家都意识到这是圣经的教导。
But I think there's some fear as to how this would work in our church.
但是大家心里所有一些害怕的是，这样一个长老制度怎么样在我们教会当中来实行
？And whether it would upset the dynamic or the unity.
会不会影响我们现在所有的这些模式和合一？
But if we see that something is biblical, then I think we need to be praying as to how we can live out and obey the Lord in all things.
但是我们既然晓得这是圣经的教导，我们就应当来继续的为此祷告，并且顺服。
And so I'm not saying we're going to call elders tomorrow, but that we should continue to pray and to seek the Lord in this process.
我不是说我们明天就要把长老选出来，但是我想我们可以来继续为这个事情来祷告，为这个过程来祷告。
Looking to him for his direction and timing.
我们来寻求神的带领，神的时间。
And I think throughout the whole process, the most important thing maybe is to trust God.
我想在整个过程里边，最最重要的是我们应当相信神。
We may have fears of the future and of moving forward.
我们可能对于将来有一些恐惧。
But if God has called us to live in a particular manner,
但是既然神呼召我们用这样的方式来管理教会，
then our calling is to trust in Him and to leave the results to Him.
那么我们应当做的就是来相信他，相信他会带领我们。
And so that's what we see.Paul and Barnabas did. They entrusted these elders to the Lord, in whom they had put their trust.
保罗和巴拿巴也是这样做的。经文说，他们就把他们交托所信的主。
And the trust here isn't in the elders.
他们的信任不是放在长老身上。
But their trust is in the Lord.
他们所信靠的是主。
And that's where our trust should be as well.
我们所信靠的也应当是主。
And so as I conclude, as we conclude our journey these past several weeks looking at the church,
那我们现在对过去几个关于教会的几个讲道做一个总结。
Let us seek to live out our calling as a congregation serving together.
我们要寻求神的带领，让我们作为一个整体同心服事。
Whether it be as pastors, elders,
不管是作为牧师、长老
，our deacons,
作为执事。
Or most importantly, you as our congregation.
最尤其重要的是我们每一位会众。
Who are truly the ministers of the gospel?
我们其实真的都是福音的传道人。
And as we work together, utilizing the gifts and talents that God has given us.
我们用神所给我们的恩赐和能力一起同工。
I think this will result in spiritual maturity and a unity of our faith.
这会给我们带来信心上的合一以及属灵上的成长。
As we grow together as a church family.
我们作为一个教会的家庭，大家一起成长。
And so I was heartened in the past week. I was encouraged in the past week.
过去几周我得到很多鼓励。
That some had spoken to me about their willingness to serve in different areas.
有不同的会众来找我，说他们愿意在教会的不同方面服事。
And in our bulletin today, I've listed out again all of the different deacons who serve in the various areas of the church.
在今天的单章里边，我们列出了不同的执事以及他们所服事的方向。
And I would ask that you be in prayer as to how you can serve.
我鼓励大家来祷告，看看你怎样能够服事这个教会。
And to work together with our leadership to help grow a healthy church.
和这个教会的领袖一起来服事，使我们的教会成长。
And so let's be encouraged to be a congregation that serves together.
让我们彼此鼓励，作为一个教会一起同工。
As we seek the Lord.
我们来寻求主。
And as we seek to draw closer as a church family.
我们也作为一个教会的家庭，让大家彼此更亲近。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your word.
天父，我们为你的话语献上感恩。
And we thank you, Lord, that although Paul and Barnabas were quite concerned over the stability of the disciples that they had led to you,
保罗和巴拿巴对于他们所带领归向主的这些门徒心中有一些忧虑，担心他们是否能长久守在真道当中。
Nonetheless, you enabled these churches to stand firm because you called leaders to serve.
但是主啊，你自己坚固了这些教会，因为你呼召了领袖来牧养这些教会。
Elders to shepherd and to teach.
你呼召了长老来牧养，来教导。
And to lead.
还有带领。
And Lord, continue to guide us as a church.
主，愿你继续带领我们教会。
Help us to work together well as we each serve you in various ways.
帮助我们一起同工，在各自的方向服事。
And as we continue to seek your direction,
我们也继续寻求你的带领。
In terms of eldership,
关于设立长老的事。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣基督的名祷。
Amen.